I'm just going to start. Okay. So we're on Yud Tet. I'm going to Yud Tet Amud Beis. So the Mishnah had mentioned this Mishnah you did yesterday. Today's Chaf Aleph, right? So the Mishnah yesterday on Daf Chaf had mentioned that when it comes to Yitzur Mitzvah, the Easter Kedusha, Choletzei Pelobi Yabemet, if it's an Easter Mitzvah or an Easter Kedusha, so then the Yavam has to do Chalitza, can't do Yivum. So the Gemara said that Easter Mitzvah is Shniyot Yidabrei Sofrim, that's the secondary prohibited relations, and Easter Kedusha is Alman al Kohen Gadol, Kedusha of Chalitza al Kohen Hediyot. I want to focus on that. So Easter Kedusha is where the Yavam, in other words, they have two Kohenim, and one Kohen dies, and so the widow is by definition an almana. That's the one that's waiting to do Yibum. And the surviving brother is the Kohen Gadol. So there's a law in the Torah that he's not allowed to take an almana as a wife. So I run into a little bit of a problem here. So the Mishnah says he'll have to do Chalitza, he won't be able to do Yibum, because the Torah says, first the Torah says two things, almana, you can't take an almana or a grusha, and Kim Betula Meimav Yikach, he an essay, he has to take a Betula. But he's got two imperatives. He's got a law that he can't take an Almana, and a Miss Essay, he has to take a Betula. So the Tana Mishnah says he'll do Chalitza. Okay? So now let's turn to Chaf Amud Beis. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
What was the question that made you laugh?
Okay, Rafi, yes, if he did his job. Okay, so
I didn't hear you. Rafi, yes, what?
If the Kohen Gadol could quit his job and to resign his position. Okay, let's take a look back on the Gemara. All right, so I'm going to begin two lines from the bottom on Chaf Amud Beis. Okay, please, I need everybody's focus. So Itmar, Biyat Kohen Gadol Balmana. Now, let's say the Kohen Gadol, he doesn't follow the halacha, and he goes and he does Yibum with this woman, or what he thinks is Yibum. So Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lazar, Chadamar in a Poteret Saratav, Chadamar in a Poteret Saratav. One says he's done on Chaf Amud Beis, 20b, the bottom line. Okay, page Chaf Amud Beis. Okay, so let me get the language more open. So, okay, so the Gemara says, So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Lazar, Chadamar in a Poteret Saratav, Chadamar Poteret Saratav. So let's say the first coin, the one that dies, will be Reuven. He's married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel and Leah will not be two sisters. And then his brother Shimon, who is the Kohen Gadol, he does Yibum with Rachel. So what impact, if any, does that have on Leah? So normally, if somebody does Yibum with one of the co-wives and the other one walks. So, but did he do an effective Yibum here or not? So it's machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Lazar. One says, Leah's off the hook. One says not. We'll explain in a minute. So the Gemara says on the top line of Kapal Min Aleph, Balmana men and Nisuin, if Reuven did Nisuin with Rachel, in other words, he went through Erusin, he went through Nisuin, meaning not only was he sort of like, entered into contractually that he's married to her, but he went through Nisuin, so he's having relations with her. So it's Kuli Amalo Pligi Lo Patra. Everybody agrees that that has no impact because the Ein Essay Docha Lotas Seva Essay. There's no way that the essay of Yibum can push away the Lotas. There's an essay that's missed essay from two Yibum, but there's a Lotas that he can't marry an Omana and he has to marry a Betula. So that's a dead letter. He pleaded by Omana Mina Erusin. But the machloket is, let's say Reuven had only done Erusin with Rachel. So Erusin with Rachel means, he not like we do today. He says, Harayat Makudesh Alibit Abadzu. And then she stays in her father's house. And but they never, consummated the marriage, so to speak. Let's say under those circumstances, Reuven dies, and now Shimon the Kohen Gadol, so she is a Betula. Let's say he does Yibam with her. So the Mandamar Poteret, so the one who says, that act exempted Leah from Chalitza or anything else, he'll say, Ati Esei, B'daki Lota Esei. The positive command of Yibum will come and push away the negative command of Amon Aloikach. She is a Betula, so it's not a problem. So the positive essay of Yibum, according to one opinion, will push away the love of Amon Aloikach. He says, Uman Damar Ena Poteret, and the other opinion says, no, he doesn't pat to her the Leia that is from Eva Mor Chalitza. The essay won't push away Lotas. Why not? It seems like I have an essay in Lotas. So why not? Came into Esther Bechalitza. Since there's a way out. In other words, essay is Docha Lotas when I have no way out. Here, Shimon had an easy way out. He could have done a Chalitza. He didn't do Chalitza. So then, under those circumstances, according to that opinion, the essay is not going to be Docha Lotas. So Meifei, so on this we ask a Kasher from the Bryson. He had this Bryson yesterday, staff. Rice says, it's talking about people who are, you know, Isurei Kahal, like a, you know, Suadako for Shachor, so they're not allowed to Ibum because in Lo Yavo B'Kahal, but if they did it, they're Kona. So even though they could do Chalita, I'll still say the essay is Do Chalotas there. So the Gemara says, Tiyufta, in Achinami, that's for Ishtadab. So essay is still Do Chalotas there. Even though there's a way out of it. So the Gemara says, So Reish Lakish said in yesterday's daf, this is the fourth wide line, that if there's a way to get out of it, you know, with Chalitza, that's the way you should, or there's a way to get out of, and there's even essay in Lota, an essay to Lotasa, but if there's a way, then I don't have to be over Lotasa, I should take that route and do that. So over here, though, we're saying it's nevertheless a valid transaction. So let me take this to Reish Lakish. I'm not Reish Lakish. I say, if you could do everything on the up and up, do it, you know, with a fully good, that's good. In other words, chalitza is not a big mitzvah as yibum. So to say that I could do chalitza, that's not like an equal alternative. It's not equal options. Chalitza is more inferior to yibum. So in Achinami, so Yibum is the way to go with that. Okay, let's just pause, summarize, and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts, okay? So so the basic idea we discussed is where we have a Kohen Gadol and Almana. So we said if the Almana went through Nisuin with the brother, there's no question. He shouldn't go forward with it, and if he does go forward, it has no effect whatsoever. That's Dabar Pashut. Everybody agrees with it. But let's say the brother, Reuven, who's a Kohen head yod, he was just going through Erusin with her, and she's still a Betula. So then he's faced, Shimon the Kohen Gadol, is faced with a situation where he has a mitzvah of Yibum, but he's got a Lotas of Amanalo Yikach. So the Gemara ends up saying that under those circumstances, I'll say the essay is Dofa the Lotas. The essay pushes away the Lotas. We've discussed this in the past. Remember the Ramban says, essay represents Abbas Hashem, Lotas represents Yira. Ava is like superior to Yira, so Ava trumps Yira. So Esei Stocha Lotas, and in Achinami, if he does it, so it seems like the Maskan of the Gemara is that Leia then, who's the co-wife, she doesn't have to do anything anymore because he did an effective act of Yibum. Okay, who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did so far? What's up, Rafi? No. Okay. After Erusin, you're married. You need a get. In other words, you need a get to dissolve that. So you got a full marriage there. So she's an almana. Okay. Rafi was asking why you call somebody an almana after Erusin. So you heard my answer. Okay. Well, what's up? Now we all safe. Right. What do you mean? I don't understand. No. In other words, okay. Always by Yibum, the Torah is telling me this is what you do. It's not Esei Dokolota. No. In other words, by Yibum, the Torah is telling me the mitzvah of Yibum, by definition, is it's not Esei Dokolota. That's right. Okay. All right. Okay. Everybody good? Okay. I'm going to move on. Okay. Now let's see. We're back in the Gemara. Okay, so Amarava, we're five lines above where it gets wide on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, 21a, page 41, five lines above where it gets wide. So Amarava, Remez L'Shniot Min HaTorah Minayin. So the Mishnah had mentioned Shniot means the Torah forbids me to have relations with certain women, but then the Chacham made like secondary, you know, like an additional layer of people that I'm forbidden to have relations. So where do we see a Remez for Shniot Min HaTorah? Where do we see in the Torah that there's a Remez that the Chachamim should indeed go forward and enact this legislation about Shniyot. Yeah, I was listening to Robert Leibowitz today. He was saying, why does the Gemara go such lengths to find a remez? Like, the Chachamim have many dinim, and they don't always try to look for a psukim. Why bedafka here? So he was saying that over here, I think he was quoting from the Ion Yaakov, he was saying that over here, when you add another isurim, you're also mavatel potentially somebody from Piri Barivia. In other words, somebody wants to marry this woman, but he's like related, but you know, only on a Drabanan level. So I want to have more like shored up. So the Gemara is going to give four proofs. Shneimar, ki kol tevoda el. So you know, I'm sorry about Yosef. You're going to give us chumash. I'm sorry. Okay. Thank you so much. So this is a pasuk at the end of the part of the offering mode. It says after it describes all the forbidden. Thank you very much. Okay. So after it describes all the forbidden relations, it says okay, so this is page 654, if you have the R scroll. So it says, and Pasuk comes in, he quotes over to Ha'el, as to one share RX, that all these, Ha'el means these. That's what it means. Ha'el means these toivot, these abominations, as to one share RX, that the people in Eretz Israel, you know, did these, and I don't want you doing it. So the Gemara learns, Ha'el kashot. The word Ha'el, it implies that they're like very grave aveirot, very grave. We'll see in a minute. Meklal, the Ika rock coat. So that implies that there are other, in other words, these are the most stringent violations, but there are other violations that we've less stringent. Umayninu, and what are those less stringent violations? That's shniyot. Those are the, like, for example, the Torah forbids you to have relations with your mother, and the Chachamim forbid you to have relations with your grandmother. So that would be an example of shniyot. So that's the shniyot. Umay mashma da'el lishna the kasha, who, where do you see that the word ha'el means something very tough, grave, serious? It says by Nebuchadnezzar that he took Eilei Ha'aretz, when he conquered Eretz Israel, he took away the strong people from Eretz Israel. So the Gemara says, "Lema pligid Rabbi Levi." Should we say that this hesber from Rava is mechuluk with Rabbi Levi? The Amar Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi says this is a different piece of Torah. Esha onshin shel mido yotemi onshin shel rayot, that it's more severe, the punishment for Midot. In Parshat, they say, this is right before Parshat Zakor, it says you should have honest weights and measures. So he says, Kasha Onshin Shel Midot, the punishment for having dishonest weights and measures, is Yoter Mi Onshin Shel Rayot, is worse than doing these incestuous relations. Shezen Amar Ben El, Vezen Amar An Eila. So, in other words, it says by the Midot, so the pasuk says, it says, "Kitov Hashem kol osei like kol osei avel." It's a toiv of Hashem. It's an abomination to Hashem. All the people who do this, like, you know, iniquity. So, but the implication is Ela. In other words, Ela is terrible, and Ha'el is not so serious. That's the implication from the drasha. He says, so the Gemara says, no, it's not a kasha. El kasha. The Ela Kashmi El, they're all terrible. And it was El is terrible, and Ela worse. So he says, he says, Gabi Arayot Nami Haksiv Ela. He says, but look, by Arayot, it also mentions the word Ela. So whatever, why should Nido be worse than Arayot? It says Ela by the Arayot as well. There's another, and if you look again in the Chumash, that's page 64, it says in Pasuk Chavtet, a similar Pasuk, he quotes Toivota Ela Benichwitu. If you do these Toivot, you'll get Kare. He says, "Haktiv." So the Gemara says, "Gabi right nami haktiv ela, ahu lami ute midot mikare." In other words, that's to say, these. In other words, that ela is coming to teach me these for a riot. You get kare. The midot you don't get kare, but the midot are in some ways a severe, worse severe avera. So if they're not getting kare, so what aspect is the midot so terrible? So the Gemara says on the third white line, Hani ef shor b'tshuva, Hani lo ef shor b'tshuva. By a rayot, it's terrible if you have one of these relations, but if you do, you can do tshuva. Hani lo ef shor b'tshuva. But when you steal you from the public, it's not so easy to do tshuva. Let's see Rashi. Be patient. The first narrow line in Rashi, a rayot ef shor b'takana. Rashi says, Kol zman shor lid mamzer. As long as he hasn't given birth to a mamzer. Remember, we learned the Mishnah, Mitzachah Chagiga. Remember, it says, Muvat lo yuchal et kon. That which is you know crooked can't be made straight. That was a person who has relations with one of the Ariot and his holy middle mom's there. So Rashi says right away, if you didn't have a mamzer, that's what I'm talking about. So he says, then you stay away from this woman. He says, be it charet, and then you have charata. Aval midot gazal ad rabim hu. You stole from the public, and you don't know. I don't know who to return the money to. And even though the Gemara says in Masechet Beya, if you steal from the rabbim, I have an etzah, you'll do sarchi rabbim, you'll build a mikvah or whatever, you'll, you know, pick a public road. The idea being that you're doing a code for the rabbim, so the person that you're wrong in some way will benefit from it, and then you'll be in good shape. He says, lav tshuva mal yitzah. That's not the best tshuva. That's the best you can do, but that's not great. Let me go back in the Gemara. Let me do a few more lines, and we'll pause and take some questions, okay? So on the fourth line, so we have one raya for Shniot. Now we're continuing on. Rav Yehuda Amar Mehacha. Rav Yehuda says, we're going to learn it from the following pasuk. We're on Chaf Alz Man Aleph 21a, the fourth very wide line. Welcome. This is Bizen the Chikera Tikei Mishalim Harabe. So that Shlomo Melech, this is pasuk in Kohelet, that Izain, we usually say he listened, but the Gemara is going to darshan out the word Izain. He investigated, and Tikei Mishalim Harabe is he, I think, established different proverbs, right? That's the way they usually say these things. Let me see. Arrange many proverbs. Yeah, he says, "Ba'amar ula amar blazar kunosh b'shlomo ha'itzorim lechfifa she'in lo aznayim." That before Shlomo Melech, the Torah was like a basket that didn't have handles on it. In other words, the izayin is like lashon aznayim, like aznayim means like ears, but it means like the handles on it, the handles on it. So in other words, that like the people couldn't handle the Torah so easily. Now he has the aznayim that I can handle. In other words, he's printing harachakot. There was a shnita for the harachakot. He says raboshi amar me. So that's one other thing. Izayin b'chikir is he's making these harachakot by the shniot. He says, in other words, so people shouldn't, you know, get into trouble. Okay, now on the sixth wide line, Rav Oshi Amar Mehacha. Rav Oshi says, the remnant is from here. Kura'ehu al ta'avurbos temi'ala va'avur. It's Pasuk in Mishlei, which is by Shlomo Melech. We just said that he was been talking in Mishlei Marbe, and we have Mishlei is one of his farim. So, pra'ehu, the way the Gemara and Darshan's on the word pra'ehu is let it grow, let it be added. Alta avurbo, don't pass by it. Stay me alav avur. Let me see how we translate this. He says, one second. He says, reject it. In other words, he says, do not pass on it. Veer away from it and pass on. So avur is pass on. Now praehu, he says, reject it. But the Gemara is going to darshan differently. He says, like praehu. So Rashi says, and then in one version, hagdileu, like to grow, to be mosif. In other words, add on, like Gadel Perak, add on to the Torah so people won't transgress. He says, Amar Abashi, Mashad Raboshi, and Lamad Devar Domeh, like what's a parable that illustrates what Raboshi is saying? Adam Shamir Pardes, like a person who's guarding an orchard. If he guards it on the outside, the way I visualize it, you have an orchard, let's say, with a wall, and I'm guarding the entrance way to the orchard, so then everything is Mishtamir, then it's guarded. But if, like, I leave the front door open and I'm just, like, you know, guarding and, you know, going down the rows of the orchard, so the front of Mishtamer, that which is in front of the guard gets guarded, so Akrav in Mishtamer, what I don't see in front of me is not guarded. So, meaning that by doing these shniot, it's creating, like, a guard, that, like, now everybody will be careful with all the Araya, we won't have an Araya. So the Gemara says, V'had Ravashi Badutahi, or another version is, sometimes they have Barutahi. In other words, Ravashi's mashal isn't such a great mashal, the Gemara. Baruta means it's like fiction, or Baruta, it's outside the base medrash. He says, and Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned Barutahi as well, but I think the Arsula has it as well. The Gemara has that, in different places. So he says, Hatsam Shalapad of Mini Mishtamir. In that mashal, that which is in front of the guard that's guarded, Hatha Ilash Shniot, here, but for the Shniot, but for the secondary Arayot, Paga be'erav gufa. A person would end up having relations with an erav itself. So nothing's guarded. Okay, and last proof, and then we'll pause for some questions, comments, and thoughts. Rav Kana Mar Mehacha. Rav Kana says the remez for kniyot is from this pasuk, u'shmartem et mishmarti. And again, this pasuk is by the arayot. You should safeguard my guardianship. He says, "Asum mishmeret l'mishmarati," like create a safeguard. How does he translate this? He says, "Mishmarati, mishmarati, safeguard my charge." That's the way that the article translates it. Safeguard my charge. So in other words, the Torah is saying that I'm giving a mitzvot and I'm charging you with making a safeguard for it. So he says, "Amrei Abaye l'Rav Yosef, hadaraitehi." So Rav Yosef says, if that's the drasha, so then Shniyot are really Minotaurah. The Torah is saying, make a Asum Mishmeret L'Mishmarati. So he says, no, Doraitu Pirshu Rabbanan. So he says, no, it means that, like the Torah has one dinim, and then the Chachamim explain what the Torah means. It says, Kol Torah Nami Pirshu Rabbanan. So the whole Torah is explained by the Chachamim. Elo Mid Rabbanan Ukras Asmachamam. The Gemara says, no. What it means is that all these Pesukim are just on Asmachma. It's like a support from the Pesukim. Really, all Shniyot are dinim Rabbanan, and these Pesukim are just Ramazim, that the Chachamim should go forward and make these dinim. Okay, let's just summarize again. So we said, where do we know Shniyot? Shniyot are the secondary, you know, prohibited sexual relations. Like I gave an example, like the Torah says don't have relations with your mother, but it doesn't say don't have relations with your grandmother. But Shniyot is your grandmother is prohibited, whether it's your mother's mother or your father's mother. Those are some Shniyot. We're going to have more Shniyot. So that's only on a Drabbanan level. We had four Pesukim, you know, that gave us like a ramiz that the Chachamim should do this, but it's done from the Chachamim. Okay. Well, according to that second Rasha, it sounds like he's the one who did it. You know, one thing, this is Rabbi Leibowitz again. He said that this post, where is it? Right. So the Gemara mentions in Erevin, remember the first Tosos, Shatzki and Shlom and Nitzelikai and Erevin, Shlom Melech, established in Tilat Yadayim and Erevin, so Yatzah Bat Kol Ba'am Rav Kulei. Remember, the Bat Kol came out and said, you know, in Chacham B'ni, like it's delightful. I'm so happy with what you did. Like Yashar Koach, you know, for someone for making that. So the question is, in Tosfos, Lo Pashiv Shniyot, so how come the Gemara doesn't mention over there about Shniyot? And it was like if Shlomo Melech, you said, it seems like this Gemara, Shlomo, at least according to that Hezber, Shlomo Melech is the one who did Shniyot. So why doesn't the Gemara over there mention it? He says, Shema Afar Bakol Tikkun. Could be that chronologically did it after the Bakol, so he couldn't mention it at that point in time. All right, whose other questions, comments, and thoughts? What's up? Okay, Michael, let's hear what you got. No, Michael. Yeah. You're late. Go. That's what somebody asked when you were away. So I don't know the answer to that question about whether he can resign his role as the Kohen Gadol. I don't know. I never heard of that before. I mean, I never heard that anybody ever did anything like that. I don't know the answer to that. Okay, so Michael, but Michael was asking whether the same as Rafi. Okay, all right. Well, one question, Rafi, one hour motion, then I got to move on because we're really very late. Go ahead. Right. Yeah, so it means, okay, I heard. So Rafi was asking, how can you compare a riot and midot? A riot you got to give up your life for, but you know you don't have to give up your life for. So the answer is something could be strict in one area, but something else could be strict in a different area. So, here's a chesus. So the Gemara says, in this aspect, midot are worse, because you can't do tshuva from it, and a riot you could do tshuva. Okay, what's I got to go. Aaron Moshe, what's up?
No, I was just going to say something similar to that, but it's on a different scale. The Sfas Emes says in Parshas Noach, I think, or Parshas Lech Lecha, he says that Avraham Avinu, the difference between Avraham Avinu and Noach is Noach was b'chinas Shabbos, and Avraham Avinu was b'chinas Yom Tov, meaning that Noach only did so much. He made a gedda, he made a border, and he only did what he had to do, while Avraham Avinu did more.
Okay. Forgive me. I have to move on. Thanks so much. Okay. No. I have to, but I apologize. Okay. Now we're 10 lines from the bottom on a couple of alpha manalip, okay? So at the two dots. So Tana Rabbanan, Mahim Shniyot, what are the Shniyot? What are the secondary, you know, sexual prohibited relations? And the Bryce is going to mention eight of them here. Okay, let's focus on them. Amimo, his son's mother. Veim Aviv, his father's mother. So two grandmothers. Okay, that's two. The Eishet Avi Aviv, his paternal grandfather's wife. Doesn't have to be his grandmother. Paternal grandfather's wife. The Eishet Avi Imo. And his maternal grandfather's wife. Okay, that's four. The Eishet Achi Ha'av Min Ha'Aim. It means his father's maternal brother, the wife of his uncle. In other words, his father's brother, but it's a maternal brother on the father's side to that wife. And then the father's paternal brother, right? The mother's paternal brother, right? Achiha av minaim, the father's maternal brother and the mother's paternal brother, but the wives. In other words, the wife of your uncle's wife. With your uncle's wife, achiha av min ha'em, it means even if it's your father's maternal brother, ba'eshet achiha em min ha'av, or your father's or your mother's paternal brother. Okay, v'kalat b'no, your son's daughter-in-law. He says v'kalat b'ito, and your daughter's daughter-in-law. Okay, so those are eight shniyot, eight dinim. Then the Brisa says, "Mutardam be'eshet tamiv." A person is allowed to marry his father-in-law's wife. He says, "Be'eshet." It means if the father-in-law, the father-in-law divorced or died, that marriage terminated. So that woman has no relationship to his wife. He can marry her. He says, "Mutardam be'eshet tamiv." Be'eshet forgo. He can marry his stepson's wife. But he's not allowed to marry his stepson's daughter. Stepson's daughter is his wife's granddaughter. The chorgo, his stepson, is mutar be'ishto. His stepson can marry his former wife. In other words, it doesn't mean the stepson's mother. It means if Reuven, was married to Rachel and Rachel has a son, but then he was also married to Leah, and then he divorces Leah. So he says the chorgo is mutar be'ishto, that the stepson can marry Leah. He says the chorgo mutar be'ishto ubito, and his stepson can marry his daughter. The eshet chorgo, the wife of his stepson, omeret lo, could say to him. So he marries a woman and she has a son, and the son, that's his stepson. Stepson marries somebody, so the wife of the stepson could say to the stepfather, Animu teret lecha, I'm permissible to you, meaning if the stepson's out of the picture. He says, Ubiti asur lecha, but my daughter is prohibited to you, because a person can't marry his wife's granddaughter. He says, now, okay, so that's the end of the Brisa. Everybody got it? Now the Gemara asks, now among the items that we mentioned in the Brisa was asur b'bat forgo. We're not allowed to marry your stepson's daughter. So the Gemara says, "Bat forgo deraita." That's not a derabanan. That's the Minat Torah. Defeated bapina bit bapika. It says the Torah says mufurash, so you're not allowed to marry the granddaughter of your wife. He says, so why does the Brisa mention here? We're mentioning just shniyot and mentioning something which is Minat Torah. He assumes to combine them in a safe. So the reason that he taught that case of bat forgo, he says, because he wants to teach in the seifa. Eshet chorgo merit lo, that the wife of his stepson could say to him, Animu teret lecha, I'm permissible to you, ubiti asur lecha, but my daughter is prohibited to you. In other words, since the Braisa, in illustrating the dinim, is going to have like this dialogue in which his stepson's wife has this line to him, I'm prohibited to you, but my I'm permissible to you, but my daughter is prohibited to you. So the Tana wants to mention that the daughter of the stepson is prohibited to him, even though it's really a deraita. The afalgav b'dikia asur b'kami deraita, even though this is still going to explain the dialogue, even though my daughter is prohibited from the Torah, b'didi lo gazur b'rabanan, but they didn't make any enactments concerning me, the wife of the stepson. So the Gemara says, Tana reishanami, but if that's the mahalach in the Gemara, so the Tana could have said another case. Tana nami, to illustrate that, so Tana Reisha Nami Bat Forgo. So Tana Reisha Nami Bat Forgo. So Tana taught me that the daughter of the stepson is prohibited. Fine. So the Gemara says, Ihaki Eshet Chamiv Nami Tema. If that's the case, so I could also set up a similar dialogue with Eshet Chamiv. In other words, his father-in-law's wife, he says, could also say, animu teret lecha, I'm permissible to you, his father-in-law's wife, he says, in other words, the father-in-law's wife, but she's not like the mother-in-law, the father-in-law's wife, animu teret lecha, ubiti asur lecha, but my daughter is prohibited to you, because my daughter would be your wife's sister. So that's, we set it up that way also. The habiyachod ishto. So why doesn't the Tana, if he's illustrating like among the items, the Isur and the Heter, why doesn't he give that example as well? Where I could set up and say, this is Mutar and that's Asur, you know. So he said, the Gemara says, Hapsikale halopsikale. Because with the stepdaughters, the stepdaughter absolutely will always be true. The stepdaughter can say under all circumstances, I'm permissible to you, provided that I'm not married. And my daughter is prohibited to you. That's absolutely true in 100% of the cases. But with the wife of my father-in-law, she says I'm permissible to you, but my daughter is prohibited to you. The prohibition of the daughter is dependent upon my wife still being alive. If my wife dies, then I'm allowed to marry her sister. So it's not 100%. He can't say that in all cases. So since he can't say in all cases, he leaves it out. Okay? Okay, we have 90 seconds for questions, then we got to move on. Who's the questions? We're past Mito. We're gone. Next. Too late. Come to me after Shir. Go ahead. No. What's the Mito? We said, what's... In other words, with an erva, let's say I had relations Rachmana Litzlan with my grandmother. Okay, you can't undo it, but you could do tshuva. It's like all of it. You do tshuva, but the nidot, you can't even do tshuva, fully tshuva, because you messed up. You stole from the public. You don't know who you stole from. Okay, I got to move on. And that's it. Okay, now. Okay, 5 lines from the bottom. And let's keep moving with the Gemara. Okay, now, Amar Rav, Arba Nashim Yishtam Hefsek. There are 4 women, Rav says, that have a Hefsek, meaning they're prohibited, but if I go up a generation or down a generation, there's no prohibition. Just these women are prohibited. So he says, Nakid Rav Yadei Tlat. So Rav had 3 that he knew, and that's Eshet Achi Ha'em and Ha'av. This gets so complicated. Eshet Achi Ha'em means my mother's brother, my mother's paternal brother's wife. In other words, my aunt. In other words, not my mom's sister. My mom's brother, but his wife. He says, but the sister was a paternal sister. He says, v'eshet achi ha'av b'na'im, and the wife of my father's maternal brother, the kalato. And now, Kalato means his daughter-in-law, but the Gemara's going to say it doesn't mean daughter-in-law, it means the daughter-in-law's daughter-in-law. So he says, Ziri Mosif, and then Ziri adds on. So those are the 3 cases where I've had. And Ziri added a 4th case, Af Eshet Avi Imo, the wife of his mother's father, So Amram Nachman Yitzchak, the Simanach, the Siman to remember which one Ziri added on to Rav, Eloi the Rav, that which was above Rav, because it's like the grandmother level. Okay, now, Barav by Tamil of Chashiv Law, why doesn't Rav mention that last case? Why did he leave it out? Mechal Falei, the Eshet Avi Aviv. Because, Give me one second. He says it could be confused with father's wife. Now, right. Yeah. In other words, the father's wife, that goes up all the generations. That's the biblical erva. In other words, that's a Doraisa erva. That goes back to further generations. So Rav was afraid this case that Eri's adding on is the he says is Eshet Avi Imo. In other words, the wife of his maternal grandfather, but that could easily be confused with the wife of your paternal grandfather. The wife of the paternal grandfather is a Doraisa prohibition, And since that's a deraisa prohibition, so, you know, even if it would be like you go back a generation, it's also prohibited on a rabbanan level. So he says, So Ziri holds that if you look at Rashi, the bottom line in Rashi, a person frequents, goes to his father's house. I don't know if that's the way maybe they lived a little differently in those days, that they would spend more time with the father's family. That would be the wife would always go to the father's family. Everybody would always go to the father's family. He knows that the Surim on his father's side is more stringent than the mother's side. It's like embedded in him, according to Ziri. But Rav was concerned for that. Okay, let me keep moving and I'll talk. Okay, so he says, okay, now, the Gemara says, now we mentioned Kalato, his daughter-in-law, as being one of the Shniot. The Gemara says, Kalato Doraiti. What do you mean? That's a Durabana. That's Minatora. Don't reveal the nakedness of your daughter-in-law. So Ema Kalatbano, say the daughter-in-law of your son. Your son's daughter-in-law, that's Shniot Larayot. So if your son has a daughter-in-law, so she's always prohibited on you. So he says, "V'kalapano yesh lahepsay." He says, "You mean?" But in the brisa, we said that. Let me go back again. The kalato. So that was one. That was one of Rav's cases. Rav said that's a hepsake. In other words, it doesn't go later on. It doesn't continue over the generation. So it means, let's say my grandson has a daughter-in-law. So, but that doesn't continue on there. So the Gemara says that's the way Rav said it. He says, "V'kalapeno yesh lahepsek." Is that true? Bahatanya, we learn in the Brisa, "Kalato erva." His daughter-in-law is an erva in a Torah. "Kalapeno shnia." His son's daughter-in-law is a shnia. "V'chein ato omer b'no uven b'no atzof kol adoro." We see that it does go on to later generations on a drabbanan level. So how can we say that Rav says that your son's daughter-in-law is one of the shniot, but it has a hefsek, and that's it. It doesn't continue on. We've seen this price does continue on. Ela ema kalat bito. So I should say, not kalat bino, kalat bito, his daughter's daughter-in-law. He says, the Amar Rav Chista said, Hamilton Gavar Rabba Shmili. Rav Chista said, I heard this from a great man, Umanu Rabbi Ami, lo asru kala. They only prohibited a kala because of a kala, and we don't know what this means yet. But Amrli Kaldai, the Chaldeans, who were the astrologers, said to me, Malfeina Havet, you're going to be a lamdan, you're going to teach people. So Aminas, I said to myself, this is Rabbi Ami, Igav Rabba Havina Ask Rami Daiti, if I become a great Talmud Chacham, I'll explain it on my own. Imak Midardaki Havina, if I'm just Zocha to teach children. So I shyly me Rabbana Dr. Bei Kanishna. I'll ask it from the Chachamim who come to the base medrash. So Hashta Savar to me Daiti. But now I see like it was the Qiyam that I would become greater in learning and I figured out on my own. Lo Asru Kalapito, they only prohibited Kalapito, his daughter's daughter-in-law. He says, El Mishim Kalapino. In other words, Kalapino is the Drabbanan. And Kalapito was just added on because of Kalat Beno. So Amarli Abai the Rava, Asperla, Yon Kalta Debe Bar Tivtoi, Rapapa Markin Kalta Debe Rapapa Bar Abba, Ravashi Markin Kalta Debe Mari Bar Isak. So Rashi explains that the concern is the only reason that they asked the daughter-in-law's daughter-in-law is because situation where you might, let's say, everybody living together in the same household. So I get confused with my son's daughter-in-law and my daughter's daughter-in-law. That's only, in other words, the Easter Minute Torah, again, the Easter Minute Torah is my daughter-in-law. That's the prohibition from the Torah. I have a son, he's got a wife, that's my daughter-in-law. That's the Easter Minute Torah. The Durabanan is my son's daughter-in-law. That's the adding on Durabanan. And then on top of that, we're adding another one, which is the daughter's daughter-in-law. So the daughter's daughter-in-law is only added on because of the son's daughter-in-law. So look at Rashi. So he says, the 10th narrow line, he had the bar sitoi, Shaitalo Kaladaben, he had his son's daughter-in-law, the Kaladabad, his daughter's daughter-in-law, back to the Flupe, but you get confused one with another, who's daughter-in-law, the other daughter-in-law, so they answered all of them. Okay, we have 30 seconds for questions.
Right?
Wait. my son's daughter-in-law is not my grandson. My son's daughter-in-law, right. My son's daughter-in-law would be my grandson's wife. That's true. That's correct. No, right. That's correct. That's correct. My daughter's daughter-in-law, anyway, but the idea is it's one more remove. Now, Ibailahu, Esherachia Aim and Aim Mahu. Now, the question was asked in the base medrash. Eshet achi ha'em ra'em. It was my mother's maternal brother who's married, his wife, Mahu. It was on the maternal side. He said, Eshet achi ha'av mera'em, the Eshet achi ha'em ra'av, hikatzara'av, who got rabbana. In other words, I know that Eshet achi ha'av min ha'em, this gets so confusing. Eshet achi ha'av min ha'em, it's if my mother has a paternal brother, he says the Eshet Achi Ha'em Min Ha'av, and Eshet Achi Ha'av. Right, my father's Eshet Achi Ha'av Min Ha'em. If it's my father's maternal brother, and he has a wife, or Eshet Achi Ha'em Min Ha'av, or my mother's paternal brother and he has a wife, Di Katzar Av Hu Gaz Rabbana. In other words, if there's a male figure in the calculus, the Chamim Mid Gzeira, Aval Heichel LeKatzar Av Lo Gaz Ruba Rabbanan. But if everything is maternal, Eshet Achi Ha'em and Ha'em. In other words, my mother's maternal brother, his wife, that wife, where there's no father involved in that whole sequence of events. And I think he says that in the Torah, like the Torah seems to prohibit the tzarav. Yeah. He says, look at Rashi, the Ika tzarav, the Ika lemings are Mishem Eshet Achi Ha'av Min Ha'av. Right. So the Torah prohibits me to have relations with my father's paternal brother's wife. In other words, my uncle, my father has a brother. It's a brother on his father. It's a paternal brother. He has a wife. That's what the Torah prohibits. But the Torah's prohibition is on the male line. There's a father involved. The paternal brother, my father, then he has a paternal brother. So then we're adding on, like with the tzad av, so then we're making it like Eshet Achi Ha'av Mera'im. Let's say my father has a maternal brother, but there's an av involved with, or my mother has a paternal brother, but let's say that the father is totally removed out of it. What's the din? So do I say aval heichad leketzarav lo gazru barabanan or dima lo shnam? Maybe there's no difference with that. So Amar Rav Safra says he goof a gzei rabanan ekam and igzor gzei legzera. Look, you have a gzeira, and then you get a gzeira on a gzeira. In other words, the Torah is tzarav. Then we're adding that's the father's brother's wife. Then I'm adding on where it's my father's maternal brother's wife or my mother's paternal brother's wife. And now on top of that, you want to add on my mother's maternal brother's wife. He says that's Zera the Zera. I'm a Rava. Atu who loves Zera the Zera. And then Rava says, aren't they filled with Zera the Zera? Zera is one enactment on top of another enactment. So you see it all over the place. He says, Emo Erva, his mother is an Isur Doraisa. Aim Emo Shnia. His grandmother, mother's mother, is a Shnia. The Gazruel Aim Aviv Bisham Aimimo. And then they extend that even further, that his father's mother's is prohibited because the Gazruel Aim Aviv Bisham Aimimo. In other words, the Isur Aimimo is the Drabanan, the mother's mother. And then we're adding on the father's mother. He says, Batamamai, Kulu Dbe Ima Rapti Karulay. Why? Because everybody feels like grandma. In other words, the people are not Makalik, the way they call it. They don't say, like, my father's mother, my mother's mother, grandma. So therefore, they need one gzeira as well, the way I'll say. That's the way I was talking about Packard, the way out of it. You say, if it's one gzeira, so that's it. He says, Eshet Aviv Erva, the wife of his father's wife, that's an erva, that's Minatora. The father's wife, in other words, my stepmother, that's Minatora. Eshet Aviv Aviv Shnia, my father's father's wife, that's Shnia. The Gazruel Eshet Aviv Imo, and then there were goes there on the wife of my mother's father's wife. He says Misham Eshet Aviv Aviv, the Tamamoy. And why did they add it on? It was have the rice I got to drop out, and then I'm adding a little more. Kulu Debe Abba Rabba Karulay, because they all call it Debe Rabba Abba Rabba. He says, what does it say? One second. That will confuse all the terms here. One second. He says, grandfather's wife. So grandfather's wife. Okay, now, then, Eshet Achi Ha'av Min Ha'av Erva. Eshet Achi Ha'av Min Ha'av, my father's paternal. Now we're up to where we're at the question. my father's paternal brother, that's an erva. That's that my father's paternal brother, his wife, that's prohibited in the Torah. Eshet achiha av minaim, my father's maternal brother, his wife, that's a shniya. So in other words, min haTorah, it's my father's paternal brother, his wife, that's min haTorah. Then the Rabbanan is my father's maternal brother, his wife. He says, v'gazrul eshet achiha aim min haAv, and then they extended it to the wife of eshet achiha, and that my mother's paternal brother, his wife, v'shem eshet achiha av min haAim. But tamamai, why? V'shem dekulu debei dodi karidu. Because everything we call that, my uncle's wife. Now, in this case, he says, the wife of the mother's maternal brother is also called uncle's wife. So anything I call uncle's wife will be prohibited. So the point being, it wouldn't be gzeira l'gzeira if we do that. So the Gemara says, my, so what's the halakha in this case? So Tashma, the hi'ata Rav Yehuda Bar Shila Amar, when Rav Yehuda Bar Shila came from Eretz Yisrael, he said, Ami b'ma rabba, they say in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Kol shebena keva erva, if in the female side of the equation it's an erva in a Torah, bizachar gazrul ishto mishum shniya. So on the male side, the gozer on the person's wife because of a shniya, because of the secondary one. So he says, yeah. So the Gemara is going to give the examples. But Amarava, so Rava says uklalahu. So that would lead me to think that, yeah, in other words, if on the male side of the equation is prohibited, the female side of the equation is also prohibited, that would lead me to think that it's prohibited. So the Gemara says, Ufalahu, is that true in an overarching principle? Does that play out? Chamoto erva, his mother-in-law, that's an erva mdiraisa. Eshet chamiv, his father-in-law's wife, is muteret, is permissible. So it's not working out. And we said, if the male side is minotor, the female side is rabban. It's not working out. Bat chamoto erva, his father-in-law's daughter, which is his wife's sister, is an erva. That's an erva. Eshet ben chamoto, but the wife of his wife's brother, he says, is muteret. That's permissible to you. He said, provided she's not married. Bat chamiv erva, the daughter of his father-in-law, which is again his wife's sister, is an erva. Eshet ben chamiv, but the wife of his father-in-law's son is muteret. Korato erva, his stepdaughter is an erva. Eshet korgo, the wife of his stepson is muteret. Anyway, it's not working out. Bat korato erva, the daughter of his korato is his stepdaughter. The daughter of his stepdaughter is an erva. That is, in other words, is his wife's granddaughter. Eshet ben korgo, the wife of his stepson's son is muteret. So we said there's a klal, if on the male side it's prohibited in Torah, on the female side it's drabanan, but it's not working out well. So the Gemara says, "V'had Rav Yehuda Bar Shila l'kimi." So what was Rav Yehuda Bar Shila telling me? The klal, in other words, Rav Yehuda Bar Shila comes in and he says, "They say b'marah koshim l'keva erev b'zachar gazrul ishto," and didn't seem to work out in these cases. Lav l'tuya eishet afkia aim and aim. Was Rav Yehuda Bar Shila not talking about the case that we're discussing here, which is the uncle, Eshet Achia Aim and Aim, my mother's maternal brother, his wife, in other words, which is our question. Maybe he meant that case. The question of Kiva Erva Bazakar Gavarishto Mishum Shnia. So that because anything in the male, so on the female side that they made the Xerah. So in other words, we think that Rav Yehuda Bar Shila was saying this case is prohibited. So the Gemara says, Mashinahani Mashinaha. So how come in all these cases, we gave a whole bunch of cases where the female cases were permissible, and then if the female is an erva, the male case we said was let's go back 1 second. He said, right, the male side it goes on his wife. So the Gemara says we think that he was talking about the case with the uncle. That's what we think we're talking about, that they made the gzeira. So the Gemara says, but why? How come in all these cases they didn't make the gzeira? That we listed a whole bunch where they didn't make a gzeira. In our case, it did make a gzeira. Habachat kiddushin makariv lo haniyad ikatrei kiddushin lo makariv lo. In other words, it depends how many acts of kiddushin do I need to bring it close to my family. In other words, if it's my, meaning like this, if my mother has a maternal brother, which is my uncle, in other words, my mother has a paternal brother, he marries somebody, so one act of Kiddushin brings her into the family. If my stepdaughter, Chamoto Erva, my mother-in-law is an Erva, Eshet Chamiv Muteret, the wife of my father-in-law is permissible. So the wife of my father-in-law, that only entered my family. First, I was Mekadosh my Isha, and then my father-in-law was Mekadosh this woman. So I need two acts of Kiddushin to bring this woman into the family. On the other side, with my mother's uncle, one act of Kiddushin to bring him into the family. Okay, let me keep running. We only have a couple of minutes left. Okay, we're 6 lines above where it gets wide. Shalaklei Rabbi Sharshi Mitusni Alora Papi, Ilamdein Rabbeinu, Eshet Achi Avi Ha'av. He says, Eshet Achi Avi Ha'av. So this is the wife of my paternal grandfather's brother, right? Achi Avi Ha'av. In other words, Achi Avi Ha'av. In other words, my father, then my father has a father, his brother, and his wife. Vachot Avi Ha'av. And my grand aunt. Or my grand aunt, like the sister of my grandfather, Mahu. Do I say one generation lower is prohibited? He says, so upper also, what do I say? It's so generation removed. We're not going to make a gzeir with this. So Tashma, so the Gemara tries to bring a proof from the following Braisa. Mahin Shniyot. So the Braisa we did on Amud Aleph, it said, what are the Shniyot? He says, it didn't mention that case. In other words, it's moving it up to the grandfather situation. It was my grandfather's brother has a wife, or my grandfather has a sister. Is that the case we had? He says, anyway, Eshet Achi Avi Ha'av. No, the wife of my grandfather's brother, or Achot Avi Ha'av, or his sister, right? So the Gemara says it doesn't mention the Shniyot. So the Gemara says that doesn't prove anything. The last narrow line, Tana B'Shir. Because I could say the Braisa made a list, but it wasn't a comprehensive list. The Braisa listed 8 Shniyot, but that's not a comprehensive list of all the Shniyot. So he says, now, if I say it's not comprehensive, the Tana never leaves out one item. He always leaves out more than one item. So one item, this counts like one item. What else did he leave out? But yeah, but it's like the same thing on, you know what I mean? It's like instead of your aunt, it's the grand aunt. That's the idea. So my shear, the high shear, what else did he leave out? He left us out. Shear, shniot de Rabbi Chiya. He left out the shniot of Beis Medrash Rabbi Chiya, and more will explain. Amemar, so it means that it could be that those are prohibited. Amemar Asher, the Eishet Achi Avi Aviv, Uvachot Avi Aviv. Amemar, notwithstanding the foregoing, Amemar said, with the grandfather's, you know, sister, the grandfather's sister-in-law, it's permissible to you. Amli Rav Hillel Ravashi, L'didi chazi li shniot mar b'rit d'ravna. He says, Rav Hillel said to Ravashi, I saw the shniot of mar b'rit d'ravna. He's Tamar Chacham, he had a list of shniot. Uchtivan chitzrei l'isura. I saw that there were 16 shniot. We learned 8 on Amud Aleph. I saw there were 16 shniot. So my love, is it not Tamani d'manita? When I say 16, is it not the 8 that were mentioned in the Braisa? Vishit de Bei Rabbi Chiya, another 6 from the base measure of Rabbi Chiya, which we haven't gone through yet. He says, Vaharath Tarti. And these 2 that you would ask about, because they do count as 2. I know, but before he left in more categories. Anyway, Vaharath Tarti, Hashitzrei. So you say it's permissible. I think it's likely it's prohibited. So the Gemara says, but according to that rationale, Shivstrei Havim, there are really 17. Da'ika, Eshet Achi Ha'im, Min Ha'im. You have the wife of Achi Ha'im and Ha'im. There was your wife's maternal brother's wife, the Pashtin Li Sura, which we said that's prohibited. Halo Kasha, that's not a Kasha, to his top line of Kapes Noel. Hadath Karshi, Dami Lahadade, Katara Kashi Blu. So he says, no. That these 2, is what I was saying before, the 2, like on the grandfather level, your grand aunt, on the grand aunt, either like related to the mother or through the father, that's considered like 1. So it does come out to be 16. But at the end of the day, 1 o'clock was permitting it, and I saw 16 lisura. Amar Leib Tame, Yahab Ktivla Hetera, Yahab Samphalayu, Demarbere Duravna, Mihatimalayu. In other words, what if it had said for Heter? Would you rely on it? Marbere Duravna didn't sign that list. Hashtanami, Dechtivli Sura, La Marbere Duravna Khatimalayu. In other words, you saw a list. But it wasn't signed and sealed, whatever that means. In other words, it's not codified. Okay, I have to call it a day with this. Okay, let me get the recording. One second.